USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days to rock Southern California. Officials say, so far, the injuries are minimal. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin details the calls they received since the earthquake struck around 8:20 p.m. local time.
We had two reported structure fires. Then there were several natural gas leaks at residents. Our water system is intact and operational. Nothing but minor injuries and such as cuts and bruises, as the grace of God.
The aftershocks are continuing, as does the potential for another large event. After the July 4th earthquake, which registered at 6.4 on the Richter scales, residents are playing it safe. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The census question about citizenship is not on the forms that are now being printed, but it's back in the lower courts after the Supreme Court said no go. The Trump administration at first accepted that, but now
we're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
Earlier this week, Justice Department lawyers told a federal judge the fight was over. But then President Trump tweeted the administration would move forward on the question after all. Justice Department attorneys say they've been instructed to reevaluate all options. Classes were canceled at the University of Nevada, Reno after a utilities explosion blew out windows and caused the partial collapse of a dormitory building. Reno Fire Operations Chief Steve Layton says 8 people received minor injuries.
There was a small explosion in the basement of the building. While we were there investigating it, there was a larger explosion that damaged a large portion of the center of the building.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Oregon State Police say they've made an arrest in relation to the death of child actor and former Mickey Mouse Club member Dennis Day. Daniel Berta, 36, has been charged with manslaughter 2, criminally negligent homicide, and abuse of a corpse, as well as identity theft and criminal mistreatment. Day was reported missing over a year ago. In April, his body was found in his home in Phoenix, Oregon. Police say the investigation is still active and no further information will be released at this time. A controversial Democratic lawmaker continues to criticize U.S. Border Patrol, this time accusing its top officials of lying. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been lying about when it found out about an offensive Facebook group involving some of its personnel. The New York Democrat citing on Twitter a story in Politico saying CBP leadership was alerted to questionable postings in that secret group made up of current and former Border Patrol employees. After racist and sexist images posted to the group recently surfaced, CBP officials said they were just learning of it and would be investigating. But the Politico story says the now former Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan was alerted to the questionable posts back in 2016. And Ocasio-Cortez says it looks like CBP's been lying, and that, she says, is a very big deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.